Hey, am I speaking with Kevin?
You're speaking.
Hey, Kevin, Dan Nelson, Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Good. How are you, Dan?
Doing great. Did you see the reply to your email?
Yeah, I was
Okay.
gonna call you too.
Awesome. So the only one, the architectural drawing and drafting, those like are impossible right now because Google just doesn't have a category yet for Google Guaranteed because it's like so new.
Okay.
The other ones, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, room additions, ADU, flooring, and custom home building, you're golden. Okay. The
Okay.
painting one you put, we can target that, but you're gonna need an additional license of C33. And I didn't see you have that currently, right?
Right.
Okay. So basically, so architectural drawing, drafting, and painting, those ones you won't be able to target. Okay, everything else though, you're golden.
Okay. Do you know if they're gonna have those categories soon?
A great question. So, one that we kept getting like questions on, right? Like when they were going to open it up was painting. And they finally did it like 2 years after starting the program. Another one was like solar panels. They took 3 years to actually add those, you know? So, like we can request it, but it's like pulling teeth for them to add it. It could be a while. Now, I'm the main person on the Google Guaranteed side that sets these accounts up. So I get alerted when they do add new categories. It's very seldom that they do. But if I
Okay.
see architectural drawing or drafting added, I'll be the first to call you for sure. You know?
Okay.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. So your insurance is good too. I already uploaded that to your account with us. Okay. So basically what we need to do is start the application process. What that's going to consist of, so I'm going to have an app sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. That's where
Okay.
you're going to add like that insurance doc again. Already have your license pulled up. You'll put like the cities you want to target, yada 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 on there. Like we got to get that filled out.
Okay.
What's going to happen too is I'm going to schedule an onboarding appointment with one of our Google Guaranteed technicians. This is where they
Okay.
want to meet you. They'll just go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at the minimum budget too, like we talked about.
Okay.
And very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you again via email and text. Okay. Now before I get that triggered to you and schedule the onboarding, we do have to take care of the one-time application fee. Are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And remember, it's a one-time 250 fee, okay? You never have to pay that again. All right.
Yes, that's
Give
fine.
me one sec. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So what's going to happen here, you're going to get an email in just a second that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, okay? So I'll let you know as soon as that triggers. You have a crew, right, of guys? Okay. I'm going to give you a couple tips on that application too, just to make it go faster. Just give me one sec. Let me just get it sent. Guaranteed. You are going to love this program. right, attaching it right now. Okay, let me make sure. So it's going to come through via text message and via email as well, okay?
Okay.
So let me give you these tips on the application, okay? For security purposes, when you start filling it out, all right, after 5 minutes, what'll happen is it deletes all the information. So you really want to fill it out in one sitting, okay? Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a tip on the background check too, okay? So on the application, it's going to ask you how many field workers you have, okay? What I'm going to recommend, what you do is you put zero field workers and you put one owner, okay? And what will happen is they'll only run the background check on you, Kevin. It just will kind of like speed the process up. I have a lot of my clients do it that way. So Google, they don't have like a van driving around checking up on it. And they don't put on your Google guaranteed page that there's only one employee, you know? So it's just kind of a like a loophole to kind of speed it up. So just put zero field workers, one owner. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's two companies that do the background check for Google. They're both very trusted companies. One is going to be Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is required. Okay?
Okay.
Like, you know, date of birth, social, yada, yada, yada. Okay? The other company is Evident. And what I've noticed is like 9 times out of 10, it is Evident that does the background check for whatever reason. They will require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay? So for the onboarding appointment that I'm going to schedule for you in a second, just have your driver's license with you. That way, if it's Evident, they'll trigger the text on the spot to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me get that onboarding scheduled. Are you going to be able to fill the application out today?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So they want that application filled out prior to the appointment, okay, if possible. That way they'll already have the profile created, okay? So the soonest time they have a 7:30 a.m. tomorrow if you want to knock it out early, or they have as late as like 3:30, and then they have pretty much all the slots in between. Let me ask you, though, what time works best for you tomorrow?
I do have an appointment at 3:30, and I'm wondering if there's any time available around noon time, if possible.
They have a 12 o'clock exactly, or the next one is a 1:30. You want to do 12?
1:30 may be better.
1:30 is better? Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So let me book that in. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash on it. LSA onboarding appointment. Okay.
Okay.
You want to get used to that term too, that LSA term, because that's how the leads come through on your phone. Okay.
What does LSA stand for?
Local service ads.
Okay.
All right. Just another term for Google guaranteed. All right. And then the way this is going to work, Kevin, they're going to call you from our 877 number. It's going to be Bonnie who's calling you. Okay. She's amazing. Okay. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to Bonnie. Okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, she'll call on her own to make sure we don't like miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me get that. Okay. I got that sent. Do you want her to call the office line or your cell phone? What works better?
My cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay. Perfect. All right, so cell phone. All right, and then, hold on, let me check one more thing here, too.
Now, the background check, is it a separate process?
Yeah, it's done through Pinkerton or Evident. Yes, sir. So it's all the same process, you know, but those two companies are the ones that handle the background check.
Okay, so is that going to be done after the onboarding or while during the onboarding?
So what will happen is when you submit your application, we submit that to Google directly, right? And we create the profile, and then it's going to trigger, it's going to let us know if it's Pinkerton or Evident doing the background check. If it's Pinkerton, the background check's automatically sent. If it's Evident, we need you to scan the front and back of your driver's license in order to kick off the background check.
And that's going to be done during the onboarding?
Yes, correct. As long as you have your application done, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that today.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you don't have your application done, then what do you call it? They can't create the profile yet. So then we have to wait. You know what I'm saying? That's why they want to have it done prior to it. Give me one quick second. I'm just trying to check. Because I did a search for your subcategories, and I didn't see Flooring Pro on it. So I'm just checking that one, okay? Just give me one second here. All right, Flooring Pro in San Diego. Let's see the competition. Okay, you're golden. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have them activate the flooring category for you as well. So it's going to be a separate category. The cost per lead on that, I want to keep it similar. So give me a second. Let me just see exactly what it will be. Hold on. There's not a lot of competition with flooring leads on, so we actually can get away with bidding on the low end. So give me one second. I'm going to tell you. Okay, so the cost per lead is going to be really similar. It's $93.33 per qualified lead for the Flooring Pro vertical. Okay?
Okay.
So just so you know, we're not going to add the minimum budget requirements together. We're going to go off the highest one, which is obviously for the general contractor vertical. But when you have Flooring Pro leads come through, they're going to be less per lead. Those will be at $93.33 per lead. I'm going to shoot that to you in an email right now, too, so you have it, okay?
Okay.
So let me – and then flooring will have its own set of subcategories, too. So let me look those up real fast, too. Hold on. On it is baseboards, carpet, hardwood, install floors, marble, floor polishing, floor refinishing, floor repair and maintenance, wood floor sanding, and tile. Does those sound like things you want to target?
Yeah,
you don't have
not
to turn
so
them all
much. Not so much refinishing. Just the installation of a new tile is okay. Carpet is okay. Baseboard is okay, but usually I do baseboard as a part of flooring, but also hardwood and,
Okay. So it sounds like the right cat. I just want to make sure, you know, so here, let me put these subcategories in here. Then give me a second. One more thing to Flooring Pro. Always like to double check, you know? All right, so Flooring Pro, California. Yeah, okay. So CA General Building Contractor License is sufficient. And I believe you have that one too. Yeah, so we're golden there. Okay. So, all right, Flooring Pro Vertical. Let me put the cost per lead on this, and then I'll shoot all the notes over to them. Do you have any questions for me on any of this?
The cost per lead, is that something that you guys come up with, or is that pretty much what the Google charges?
That's what Google charges. So like Google charges us directly 70 per lead. So it's 70 per lead for the Flooring Pro vertical, and we have a 25% management fee. So we're charging $23.33. That's what makes it $93.33. You know. So our RV is already factored into it, and what Google's charging as well.
Okay. I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, if you ever end up like, and just keep this in mind, like I have a guy in New York who sets like a 200 lead budget a month. If you ever end up like wanting to do like a higher like lead spend, you could always talk to us about lowering the management fee too if needed. You know.
Okay.
So just kind of keep that in mind. Like if you're doing a bigger lead spend, like usually they'll drop it somewhat, you know? And Bonnie could always help you with that as well, you know?
Okay.
Let me see. Flooring Pro Vertical. I'm not going to put the min budget because it doesn't matter. I'm just going to put how much it is per qualified lead. And let me get this sent to you. Bam. Okay. So I'm going to send all the notes over to Bonnie. Your main thing is you just want to get that application filled out and sent over. That way, she could already create the profile for you. Okay?
Okay. Will do.
All right. Any questions for me right now that I can answer?
That's all.
Okay. All right. You have a great rest of your day, Kevin. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.